In December, 55 scientists from 18 countries set off from South Africa for a three-month voyage around Antarctica. The Swiss Polar Institute is the lead sponsor of the Antarctic Circumnavigation Expedition, which will return to port in March. And it's a voyage that comes at a critical time for Antarctica. Just last week, new data showed a rift in West Antarctica's Larsen Sea ice shelf was about to cleave off an iceberg the size of Delaware. David Walton is the expedition's chief scientist. He's with the British Antarctic Survey, and we've reached him by phone in a remote part of the southern Indian Ocean. David, where are you?
Well, we're just south of a big island called Kerguelen, which has a French research station on it, and we're hoping to see them probably early tomorrow morning when we'll start landing field parties to collect samples on the island. So we're looking outside at the moment into really quite sunny weather, and just outside the window I can see three or four wandering albatrosses swooping across the top of the waves at the moment. It's a beautiful sight.
Well, we understand these are part of a group of islands in the southern Indian Ocean known as the Desolation Islands. It is pretty desolate?
Well, yes. I mean, I think for me it's a bit like the islands off the coast of Scotland. There's no trees, there's brown vegetation and rock extending into the distance. Maybe it's like some parts of Labrador and Newfoundland and places like that. But it's got its own beauty. And on a nice day like this, when the sun's shining, it really is magical.
Yeah. And we understand this is the first expedition of some of these little-known islands. You know, your goal is Antarctica. We'll talk about that. But what do you expect to find from these islands?
Well, what we're trying to do, which is why the expedition was conceived in the first place, is we're trying to understand the role that the islands, these sub-Antarctic islands like Kerguelen, Crozet, Marion Island, Heard Island, so on, that surround the Antarctic, what role do they play in the Southern Ocean itself? What nutrients do they give to the ocean? How do their bird and seal populations relate to the seas around them? And how do those seas change in a world where global change is driving everything in a particular direction? So what we're trying to do in one summer is go all the way around the Antarctic, taking samples, taking measurements, bringing together a lot of different disciplines in an attempt to improve our understanding in a major leap rather than in small bits.
Well, and the statement that the expedition released said a better understanding of Antarctica is critical not just for its preservation, but for the whole planet. Remind us why.
Well, because Antarctica is an enormous continent, and it actually is basically an important part of the way in which the world climate works. Without Antarctica, the system wouldn't work like it does. Without the Southern Ocean around it, the carbon dioxide we produce would stay in the atmosphere rather than be sucked into the sea and locked away in rocks in future eons. So the Antarctic and its surrounding sea influences not only what we can see around us, but also everything worldwide. The Southern Ocean drives the currents up into the North Atlantic and into the Indian Ocean, and the melting of parts of the Antarctic, especially the West Antarctic area, or where the peninsula is threatening to precipitate a significant amount of extra water into the oceans, which inevitably will result in rising sea levels. So it matters to everybody.
Well, in March, David Pollard, a researcher at Pennsylvania State University, co-authored that study that said climate change could melt the West Antarctic ice sheet, which is bigger than Mexico, you know, huge, much sooner than expected. You would agree with that?
Well, some of the recent evidence has suggested that the areas that we thought were potentially stable ice are being melted underneath by warmer water as they flow out onto the sea. And so they're melting both at the top and they're melting at the bottom. And when you remove the ice from the edge of the Antarctic, then the ice inside the Antarctic flows more quickly to the sea. And so suddenly you have more ice coming into the sea and therefore greater potential for a change in sea level. So, yes, I mean, it is based on models and therefore we have to have uncertainty in our judgments here, but it does look and from everything I've seen over the past 50 years, as though global change is certainly making a massive difference to West Antarctica.
Well, and what about East Antarctica? Do I understand this is, you know, two-thirds of the ice on the continent of Antarctica is in East Antarctica, and you are closer to East Antarctica now?
Yes, we will be visiting the East Antarctic ice sheet on the next leg of our journey down from Hobart to the continent. And there it's true, as far as we can tell at the moment, the majority of the ice on East Antarctica is pretty stable. It's not actually melting in any significant amount. It's a very large amount of ice, and so it really doesn't matter what happens to it. But when I say that it looks as though it's stable, then I have to make a caveat, and that is that it's a huge area and it's up to 4 kilometres thick. And so actually being able to measure relatively small changes, which would still make a difference to world sea level, is turning out to be a considerable technical problem. And so we have many people in different parts of the world trying to find better ways of ensuring that we can look at the stability of the East Antarctic ice sheet.
Well, so meanwhile, here you are headed for Antarctica to circumvent it. Antarctica, you know, has such a romance for so many people. I mean, the last landmass discovered on Earth, the most southernmost continent. It's got the South Pole. It's twice the size of Australia. What does it mean for you as a scientist to be in this region?
Oh, I've been doing this for 50 years. I think that speaks for itself. I believe the Antarctic is one of the most fascinating places in the world, and indeed so do the other people on board this ship. We're a microcosm of the way in which science works in Antarctica. 18 different countries brought together on a Russian ship, actually sailing around the Antarctic to improve its understanding for everyone. All keen to actually add their expertise to investigating different aspects of the seas and islands. I think that's a great objective. And with the Swiss bringing all this together, it's really, I think, going to be a very useful output for many of the scientists around the world, and in the end, for everybody in understanding the importance of Antarctica.
And what one thing you will be looking for as you sail forward?
One of the things I'll be looking for, with our helicopters and our many measuring instruments, we actually do best when we've got good weather. So I'm praying for good weather, because that will enable us to get the maximum amount out of the expedition.
Yeah. David, can we check in with you as you continue your voyage?
By all means, check in with me. I'll be voyage for almost another 80 days.
Okay, to date. David Walton, Chief Scientist of the Antarctic Circumnavigation Expedition at the bottom of the world off the coast of Antarctica. As he says, just 80 days to go. So we will check back.